This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
We all know what it means to be physically healthy. You got to eat right, you got to exercise, probably drink some water, get your rest. What does it mean to be financially healthy? That's what we are talking about today with Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group. I'm Alex Dingman. This is Financial Insanity. Now, hear this, Scott. A personal capital poll from this year says Americans think they need to earn $122,000 to feel financially healthy. But that's double the national average for earnings. So that's interesting. Should we be focused solely on our earnings when thinking about our financial health for retirement? Are there other factors we should think about, Scott? And also, I do want to mention too, for folks, if you hear something and it resonates with you or brings up questions, you can call Scott at 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. But again, Scott, what are some things we need to be thinking about when it comes to financial health for retirement? What kind of factors?
Alex, that's why we call the show Financial Insanity, because for some people out there, $120,000 that live in the city of New York, they're just getting by. If you're living down south, that could be a home run. If you're out in Kansas or whatever area you're in, it could be $50,000 or $30,000. So you can't judge what you make or what you earn on your friends. It's your quality of life. And so I really believe there's a great book out there, The Psychology of Money. I was reading that book and, you know, it's about not the money you earn. It's about the money you keep. You see, you could be a Wall Street millionaire, but be broke. Versus the beginning of the book, it spoke about this gentleman was a janitor. And as a janitor, and he was working in the school systems. Then from school systems, he was in the area. And he worked around the town doing township work, but he invested a little bit of money. By age 60, he became a philanthropist because he bought stocks. He put money away. He lived a very meager life, very, very low, not a high line, not the fanciest cars. And today he's got over $8 million and he donates about 10% of that a year to his charities. So, Alex, that question, when I hear about the personal capital poll, it depends on each person. Now, everybody wants to be a millionaire, but no one wants to pay the price. What's the price, Alex? Could be divorce.
Yeah.
It could be not talking to the kids or having a relationship. It could be maybe just not having any friends around because, of course, they make more money and their personality changes. This is really, really financially insane when I think about it. But let's get to the question. We all should work out. We all know that, but majority of people don't. They start in the New Year's as a resolution and they stop by March. We think about we need to make a lot of money. I would look at start really for be fiscally challenged if those are people are going to be fiscally challenged. How much do you really need to earn? And then anything above it, I hope people are tithing to their charity foundations. At least 10%, my good book says. Actually, it says 100%, but you give whatever you want. That's really starts in the heart. Giving starts in the heart. But what is it? What is really financially healthy? Alex, to me, financially healthy is having enough money to get through the bumps in the road, getting through the tough times. You see, you could be making some good income, but if you don't have enough cash in the bank and all of a sudden you're worried about all of a sudden things happening, that could cause a real problem. For example, all of a sudden you're healthy, things are going great, and now you have your favorite dog and he or she needs to get surgery. And now you have to crimp and save and not sure, or maybe you can't afford the surgery for your animal. This to you may be more important than maybe to somebody else. Financially healthy.
Yeah.
And obviously, the textbooks say, Alex, you have about 6 months of savings, and then you're financially okay for the bumps in the road. Again, the psychology of money is so important. When we meet with people, Alex, we pretty much talk in the first 15, 20 minutes about them, what they want to achieve, what they have now. What's the biggest risk? Why would you change advisors? Why wouldn't you change advisors? What are the biggest questions? We want to know who we're dealing with, because you couldn't have hit it better, especially this time of year. Being financially healthy to you, Alex, could be different than to me. If I'm running a company, I want to know I have at least a cash flow or extra cash in the bank. So if something were to happen to me, I got another couple $100,000 in the bank just to make sure that if I were to pass away, my business keeps going, because I love our clients and I don't want them to feel a bump in the road. And frankly, my wife might be happy. But anyway, I think the nicest thing is having enough cash flow to take care of my expenses. For those of you out there, do you have enough cash flow in case you were laid off work? If you got disabled, for those in retirement right now, do you have long-term care? Well, that, are you worried about that? Or the client I met with today before this show, Alex, I said, maybe we should put your house into a trust. So in the event you pass away, it goes to the trust and your daughter can stay there. And the daughter is a spendthrift problem. So we want to make sure that the daughter could be sound and have a house for the rest of her life and take a portion of their money, put it into another trust agreement, and have that pay the taxes and insurance on the house. They were thrilled. To them, they felt empowered. Just a couple ideas. So that is a very big question. A poll is one thing, but how it relates to people individually, Alex, this is where, when I meet with people at our firm on an individual basis, this is where the money meets the road. It's not just about a paycheck.
No.
If you want a paycheck, you'll get another job or get two jobs, but it's about the lifestyle. And that's a very hard question, but a very important question, because financially healthy to you, Alex, could be different to me.
Yeah. And you want to stop working, but still have that same lifestyle. And how
it's
can
so
I,
important.
How can I do
yeah.
that? And if you have questions, Scott may have answers for you. 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. And we know, Scott, that a lot of people worry that maybe they're falling behind. You talked about bumps in the road or bumps in the economy, and
right.
people feel like they're falling behind. How can you help somebody learn if they are on track for retirement?
Well, in the financial world, in the business world, we have what's called a P&L, profit and loss statement. We want to see our profits, our losses, our expenses. The general ledger tells us that. That helps us. But people that are falling behind and preparing for retirement, it's not the end of the world. It's where maybe now we need a coach. Any great athlete has a coach. I think about The Rock, and man, he's got his own coach. The Rock obviously gets coached by a tremendous, tremendous other celebrities and different means of getting in shape. And I was thinking, wow, do I have a financial coach? Do I have a health coach? Do I have a spiritual coach? And this is really, really important when it comes to the falling behind retirement. In retirement, let's take a look. Let's take a look how much we're saving and where we are investing the money. If we're going to invest the money, should you be in the growth funds, or should you, which you've been trained all your life, if you're my age or older, let's growth. But growth has shrinkage. Or should you be at income funds, something I can bank on, something that I can get on a monthly basis, an income fund or income type tools? And then we take a look at your retirement. What do you need to live on a monthly basis? This is really important, Alex. And I think those of you listening right now, you say, you know what? I don't know if I'm on track. There's a rule of thumb called the rule of four, which means if I have $1 million and I'm getting a 4% return, well, I can bank on, without touching the principal, $40,000 a year. Well, that's great. Well, if you dip into that principal at $40,000 a year, remember you're making 4%, could now start to evaporate. So paying attention to your number when it comes to, again, financially healthy, is my retirement on track? Paying attention to this, this is why you have a financial advisor that'll come into your life. And for some of you, you probably need that to be held accountable, like my workouts, like my eating habits, like my reading habits, like my spiritual habits. We all have to get better every year, I believe, on a daily basis. I think that's really important, Alex.
Well, and Scott, we know everybody needs the assistance. I think most people understand that, but a lot of people put it off when it comes to getting help for retirement planning. And why do so many people put it off, do you think, Scott? And why is it so important to not put it off?
It's easy to put it off. I remember doing workshops everywhere I've been going. And, you know, you have some families that have, $1 million in savings, and they think they don't have enough. Yet right next to them, another family has $50,000 in savings, and they think they're okay. And they're banking it on other different areas like their pension, their Social Security, their retirement, their wife, their husband, other income. Maybe they're going to go back to work. This is really where the rubber meets the road when it comes to your financial checkup, when it comes to your how healthy are you? Again, what is your income needed? What do you need on a monthly basis? I know as I meet with people on a daily basis, this is all I do, is the financial checkup will find out, are you on target? The monthly income, are you on target for that? One day you're feeling great, Alex. All of a sudden, now the family later on today I'll be meeting with, the reason they're coming in for their annual review was not an annual review. It's actually the third quarter they're coming in. I'm saying, why are they coming in? What's going on? I asked my staff. Their daughter just passed away, and now they're becoming grandparents full time.
Yep.
Well, their whole life has just changed. Sadly enough, and gratefully enough, they're able to take care of the kids, and they have a few dollars in the bank. They want to make sure it's going to last a good long time. But their whole life changed. Everybody's lives aren't the same. That's why I think financial plans are not exactly perfect. Because if I did a financial plan for you today, Alex, it could be perfect today. All of a sudden, you popped out three kids, your plan changed instantly. So I think this is important not to set it and forget it, which a lot of guys do. They go out there, they roll up in their car, they pull out their laptop in their car, and they sit with you, and you think you're in good shape. This is not the game.
What are you talking about? Surprises never happen, Scott. What are you talking about?
You're right. They never do.
Life's so predictable.
It really is,
yeah.
Alex. And,
yeah, yeah.
And I think for those of you needing help, I'd love to talk to you. This time of year, no matter when you're listening to me right now, you're thinking, Scott, I'd like to talk to you. Hey, please understand, when people meet with me, hide your checkbook, hide your wallet. Let's have a conversation. I may not be the right financial guy for you. George may not be another financial advisor in our office or whatever financial advisors I have in my firm. We may not be the right mix, but you know what? Just a second opinion, or maybe just a couple words when I mentioned to the family, let's build the trust, that made them feel financially healthy. Let's talk. 609-488-4646. I look forward to hearing from you. Don't put this off. The reason some people don't want to talk about it because they're afraid, they feel embarrassed. Don't. We'll make you feel right at home. We'll help you through the process you're going through. And please give us a call at our studio, 609-488-4646. Let's become financially healthy so we can guide you through the jungles of decisions you're going to make in your retirement.
And that number again is 609-488-4646. You can add a .com for the website. Well, we all know what an annual physical checkup looks like, but what does a financial checkup look like? And don't worry, Scott promises not to make you turn your head and cough. But we are going to answer what a financial checkup looks like coming up next on Financial Insanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646.
46. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
How much cash are we going to burn, and will you be out of money? And will the cat food train start to meow, come alive? And that's where the rubber meets the road.
Great cat impersonation, by the way, Scott. That was spot on.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
We all know what to expect with our annual physical, and hopefully all of you are doing that. The questions they'll ask, we know the basic procedures usually, but we don't always understand how a financial checkup works and why that is so important. This is Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman, and alongside Scott McLean of the McLean Advisory Group. Scott, very simply, what does a financial checkup look like?
Well, it's not like the proctologist. It's not as embarrassing, but for some people it could be. Yeah. I think about a physical we just had, and of course they have to do that checkup, and boy, it's so embarrassing sometimes.
So much fun, isn't it?
It's not fun, especially if it's a new doctor and you don't know him, and then all of a sudden you have to go through an embarrassing...
And his or her hands are cold.
Yeah, it's not good. Well, the same thing with financial checkup, Alex. Sometimes people don't want to do them, and the reason why is because they're embarrassed.
Sure.
But the worst thing is, if I had cancer in a private area of my body, I would have it looked at.
Mm-hmm.
The private area of someone's body is their wallet. It's amazing how endeared money is. They say they're not, but money, and go to our church, well, Scott, the root of all evil is money. No, it's not. It's not. It's the love of money. The worship.
Hmm.
When it comes to a financial checkup, let's have a quick game plan. Now, the word quick in my world is, let's create a budget and let's see how you're doing. Let's walk through the budget. Then if you open up your checkbook or your credit card statement, maybe you'll find out, wow, maybe I've been spending too much money on those lattes at Starbucks at $6-7 a bit. You'll find out problems, but there's nothing wrong. There's no sense beating a person for finding problems. It's a way to correcting course. So number one, you want to put a budget together and you want to uncover those risky areas, those potential threats. Maybe you're spending too much on maybe too many shoes, or maybe I see a lot of young people, they're buying tattoos. They're going crazy. Are we spending too much time in the wrong area? The third area is, of course, not paying attention to the uncovered threats, as we talked about in the spending money, but inflation and the stock market volatility, maybe not realigning their investments. So number one, creating a budget. Number two, uncover risky areas. This is why the conversation with the financial advisor who's done this for as many years as we have, and other people have out there who are doing it, they need to uncover those areas, not just easy, how much did you make? How much did you invest? Okay, what else is coming down the line? The next area, Alex, was, you know, perhaps looking at other types of investments, other types of income-generating tools, maybe that many people are unaware of, such as preferreds, maybe BDCs, business development corporations. Perhaps you're looking at other types of tools that are MLP, master limited partners, something that's going to generate income, or maybe other types of things. Well, I don't want annuities. Well, annuities could be just the right tool for the right person that's going to generate an income for life and not having to worry about the ups and downs. So the first one was create a budget. Second one, uncovering risky areas, problems that you're unaware of. Third area is maybe I need more income. Where do I get more income? Other different investments. And the last area, Alex, I'm thinking real quickly about this question off the cuff here, is to maybe to learn how to really keep your income, your standard of living, in line with your rising costs. Eggs cost a lot more money, milk costs. But how do we really market that out, or I should say phase that in on a daily basis? Yesterday's income didn't cover today's income, perhaps. So let's take a look at those areas. It sounds very simple, but again, people don't want to do these because, number one, making a budget is like a cuss word, the B cuss word. Hmm. It's a pain in the butt. But you got to make that budget. Alex, I don't know about you, but you know, when you talk to somebody about creating a budget, are you tithing? Are you giving to charity? Hmm. Are you giving in that budget? Are you helping other people out? That budget could be budgeting your time for working out. In one of our segments, Alex, we spoke about was financially healthy. Well, did you budget time to work out? Did you budget time to invest? Did you sit down with the 401k, 403b manager to start your planning this year or maybe in the middle of the year? Are you putting money away? Should you put money away? Let's take a look at the tax return. So those are the critical quick areas. By the way, if you're listening to me right now, this is Scott McClain right here in Waretown, right around the corner from most of y'all. You know, I'd love to help you. 609-488-4646. They say, Scott, I'd like to have some retirement income strategies, or maybe I need an analysis, or maybe I need just, let's talk about my budget and how it aligns with my current financial plan, because my financial advisor really never went over the psychology of money, how money really works and how I look at it. Alex, the way you look at money may be different than the way I look at money, but as a financial advisor, if I know I need a smack, meaning a correction in the way you're spending, I'm not going to hold it back. I'm going to help you. I'm going to guide you. So for those of you, again, I'd love to help you. We're not here to make you butt rich and just totally, but if you're behind on your retirement, it's okay. Humility. Just come in. Put your pride in your back pocket. And let's talk. Maybe we can get you on course or get you on back on course. Maybe you're off course, or maybe you've been through a bump in the road. Your lovely husband, your wife, your significant partner, maybe they passed away and you depended on their income as well as their love. Well, both of those are gone. Let's talk. 609-488-4646. I'd love to help you. We're here. Hide your checkbook. Hide your wallet. We're not going to ask you if you're on air right now. Listen to me right now. The time you spend with me or George or one of our advisors at McClain Advisory, we're not looking at you as a dollar paycheck. We're looking at you as how can we help? This is how our business grows because people tell about us all the time because we've been helping people for so many years, now going on our 42nd year in this time.
And Scott, you help people be better disciplined. I mean, you brought up budget. Right. Nobody wants to talk budget. And it's a lot like going to a doctor and maybe you didn't want to go on a diet, but when your doctor looks at you and says, hey, I think you need to do this, this, and this. Now that's the person telling you to do it instead of your own voice inside telling you to do it. Because sometimes we're not, you know, the best friends to ourselves. And so this is where you can step in, and maybe the person doesn't know that they need to budget or don't know they need to plan better. You can tell them that. And so now they can say, well, my advisor tells me I got to do this, and now I got to do this. I got to budget. You know, if you can use Scott to be that person in your head, if you're not disciplined enough, I mean, just be honest with yourselves. There's areas in all of our lives that we could use a coach and somebody to push us into a better direction. And so Scott can be that person for you. Again, the number 609-488-4646. Now, you know, if you need a doctor, it's to treat a certain ailment, a certain condition. And so you start going down that path and there's certain options there. But when we're choosing a financial professional to work with, what factors are involved? How do we go about deciding who to work with for our financial future, Scott?
You know, that question is a $1 million question. Let me tell you why. If I had a back pain, you have several types of doctors out there. You could go to a chiropractor and he or she may say, well, let's do this. Look at an x-ray. They do their analysis. And because they've been trained so heavily in the chiropractic field, they're giving you their best solution. Then you go to a general practitioner. Well, he or she may just pop a couple pills, take a little Advil, and if it hurts, give us a call. Then you go to orthopedic surgeon who loves doing surgery. Number one is an orthopedic surgeon, and they go to that surgeon. And that doctor says, oh, wow, you are out of whack. Let's go ahead and do surgery. It looks like you need some really fine tuning. Which doctor do you go to? And so I think when I think in the financial world, there are so many people that want to sell you products and services. This is why it's always good to get a second opinion. Because where are they coming from? If they're working at the back of their car, maybe they're working at a big firm and they're taking your money, they're handing it off to another within the firm. They're going to be doing the investment advice versus maybe like in our firm, we do it ourselves here. We're not going to farm it out. I want to know exactly what your goals are. Your back hurts? Okay, great. maybe your wallet is too heavy. Let's go ahead and unload that money. But let's talk about your doctor. As a financial advisor, you hopefully they're a fiduciary. Number one, they are looking for the best benefit for you. They're not trying to sell you products. They're not looking at how can I sell you quickly. There are so many people in the area I'm in that's trying to sell you a product right off the bat without even getting to know you, or they're pushing their agenda. And then they're, well, don't worry, this is a great product. Again, they're trying to find a quick solution. In financial planning, it's not a quick solution. It's a journey. It's a journey to where you right now that are retired, you're in a journey. Maybe you're heading into retirement. You're on a journey. Maybe you're at the end of your retirement and maybe you're getting older and you want to pass your assets on. You're on a different journey. We're all on journeys, but in the financial world now going in, 42 years, I know I'm on a journey. I love helping people make their journey the most exciting process available, as well as I don't have to look at you as a paycheck. If we don't meet minds, you know what? We shake hands, we're friends. If you and your wife or your spouse don't get along with the financial advisor, if there's just something in the way, you might want to find out, well, who can we go to? If you're looking for a financial advisor, is he or she asking lots of questions versus giving you lots of product solutions? This is a danger sign. Anybody goes into a financial advisor's office or the bank right off the bat, and all of a sudden they want to sell you a product, you need to pick up your little tail out of that seat and dart out the door, because they're not really looking at all the possibilities which a financial advisor, a good financial advisor, is going to ask you. And so this is really important by looking at the tax returns, the legal agenda, the will, power of attorney, living will, maybe you need a trust, and then looking at the financial package. Where were you going? Because the psychology of money could throw you off course. Both of you should be in alignment if you're a couple. And for those individual people, maybe you need someone to lean on. This is where the second opinion is so critical, Alex.
Well, and Scott, explain to folks, if they do want a second opinion or if they have some questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, if you feel free, give our call off the air. I'd love to answer some of your questions. No cost, no obligation. Call our studio, 609-488-4646. Let me give it again to you. And by the way, that's our website, 609-488-4646. And just enter .com if you want to look us up. It'll default right to our website. Well, we'd love to help you. We've got answers. I'm sure you've got questions. We'll guide you through these challenges. Don't put this off. It's easy to put it off. The problem is, I guarantee, if the doctor told you to take this pill to cure your ailment, well, you'd be the first one down to the drugstore, grab a bottle of water, grab the pills, and you're going to pop it right in your mouth at that time of the drugstore, because it'll help your ailments. This is why you don't want to put things off. Take action. Procrastination is the mother of the king of diseases. Don't procrastinate. 609-488-4646. I'd love to talk to you.
Thank you for that, Scott. And if you end up having to be rushed to the emergency room, what will the impact be on your retirement plan?
That's for sure.
Won't be good, Scott. Well, we're going to explore that coming up next right here, Financial Insanity.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McLean from McLean Advisor Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McLean Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McLean Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice. Why doesn't Sherlock Holmes pay a lot in taxes? Because he makes brilliant deductions. Welcome back to Financial Insanity, brought to you by McLean Advisory Group.
According to Fidelity, the average couple can expect to spend an estimated $315,000 after tax on out-of-pocket health care expenses in retirement, excluding long-term care. And you just can't afford to overlook health care costs when you're planning for retirement. It's not fun, but we got to do it. Here with Scott McClain, Financial Insanity, always a fun guy to talk to, even if the topic maybe is a little more dim. And remember, you can always call Scott, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Scott is your guy to have some of these that can be a little more uncomfortable conversations when it comes to your money.
They are.
So, Scott, how do you help your clients plan for healthcare costs while not depleting their entire retirement savings at the same time?
Well, that's a loaded question because the healthcare costs usually are covered by insurance up to a certain deductible, number one. And on top of that, what's the maximum out of pocket? And then when will it 100% kick in? And then what happens if they kick you off the plan? You retire from your work. So these are some critical questions to ask people. Healthcare is a challenge. It's changing every day. One thing I can tell you, GoodRx, the gold card, is a great card, and shop it out, save some money there. I ask people that all the time. I think they think I'm crazy, but I love saving money. On top of that, I think on those areas, looking at their budget, how much they've been putting away. So if they don't have long-term care, we speak about that. Maybe they have a certain vehicle that if they were to become sick or disabled, they have a insurance type of product that they can use. And if they don't use it, they get all their money back. So there's some tools in the tool shed where they can maybe not deplete their entire retirement savings. Then we also speak about maybe putting it into a trust, whether it's what kind of specialized trust is out there. When people call us and we meet with them, we talk about a specialized trust that I don't want my house being taken by the government. I don't want to give my house up. So if that's on your mind, please give me a call off the air, 609-488-4646. And the reason why is because maybe people ask, okay, what kind of specialized trust do I need to put it into? How and when should I do that? How do I protect my assets for my kids? This is why it's so important to put in these specialized trusts that we work with their attorneys, or they can work with our attorneys in-house to help them really protect their assets from these healthcare costs. And again, not depleting their entire estate. Let's figure out how much you have. Let's figure what's coming into. And if you're continuing to work right now, you might want to think about the HSA type of plan at work, or the savings plan for healthcare. It could be a great tool to use.
And Scott, you know, we're talking healthcare, and a lot of times we talk about long-term care as well, but what's different? What's different about planning for healthcare costs, and how does that differentiate from planning for long-term care?
Well, the healthcare costs, number one, get your butt in shape. You know, I'd like, for those of you listening to me right now, do yourself a favor. Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever holiday you spend, maybe Easter, whenever. Get a book called Life Force, LIFEFORC, Life Force. Tony Robbins put together, and these doctors got together. And boy, the significant stuff for increasing your healthcare costs. Well, why don't you read the book to see what new is coming down the line to really help you with your healthcare costs? And how do your healthcare costs? Well, we know we need to work out. And non-working out versus working out is a tremendous factor. That's one way of saving money that could just cause you a little bit of sweat. Preparing for an increasing cost of insurance, well, put that in your budget for inflation. That's going to be, of course, where are you investing that money? Safe money, secure money or not? Healthcare costs differing from long-term care. Long-term care is obviously, if you're in the facility, there's some long-term paying cares that'll give you a check for the rest of your life, perhaps, or maybe for 2 or 3 years. But that does not cover under the health insurance plan that Alex was talking about, where we have the health care costs, which would be your Medicare, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, let's just say, keep it simple for this discussion, versus your long-term care. So there's two different plans out there that cannot be misunderstood, because some do not cover for in-house coverage. In other words, you got to stay at home. Versus long-term care, or versus just maybe you got a terrible cuss word called the C disease, and maybe you just got the cancer. How much does your health care cover for that? Not long-term care difference. We just did one, Alex. Oh, here, just give me an idea. We looked at something. Here's an idea, guys. If you have life insurance, do you have an old policy around? We just did this last week, and I got a phone call when I was in school this weekend in Florida. They had a life insurance policy called waiver of premium. And the waiver of premium actually pays for the life insurance. He had $300,000. And listen. When I asked to see the policy, he says he didn't have it with him, but he never heard of it. I got a call on Saturday morning. Scott, I got that thing you said. I said, what do you mean? Remember that waiver of premium clause? And they converted my policy with no medical? I said, yes. He says, well, I had it in my old policy, but the agent never asked about my health, and I got cancer, and I've been totally disabled. I said, okay, let's put our boxing gloves on. It's time to get your benefits. That premium that he paid for, the waiver premium, putting a claim in, even though he didn't put a claim in, this may be a possible claim for paying his life insurance for the rest of his life, and he gets all his money back, what he paid in. Well, I'm not sure if that's going to happen to this gentleman. But I can tell you, I've done this several times, and people have gotten all their money back, and their premiums are covered. So think about that for those of you about to retire or in retirement. Look about the old life insurance. Do you have waiver of premium? Just a quick thing out of the box. It just happened for them and for other people I meet with, Alex. I don't know if that answered that question. But
no. Again, and it's great, too, and it speaks to the details, Scott, that somebody like you, you know, not to give you a big head, but, you know, somebody like you, you understand this stuff. This is your expertise. Right. You've been doing this thing for years. Yeah. We all are experts in something, and this is something where you can feel like, you know, you have a good understanding when it comes to different costs, healthcare costs, long-term care, all that stuff. And if you have questions, Scott may have answers for you. 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. And this is not to sound like a bad thing, but we're living longer than we've ever had before. And retirements today, they can last 20 to 30 years. That's a good thing. But how has living longer changed our need for retirement planning, Scott?
Well, has it changed our need for retirement planning? Living a lot longer? Well, yes, it has, because as we live a lot longer, we need to make sure the money's going to last a lot longer. Hopefully you're lasting a lot longer for those I'm talking to right now. That's right. You right there. I'm talking to you right now. Maybe you're 75. Maybe you're 95. Hopefully you're healthy at 95. I hope I live forever, but I can't wait to go to heaven. But mom and dad can wait. But the challenge is you want to be healthy. But in being healthy, of course, living longer, well, we need more money. And we need to figure out inflation, the cost of that hamburger. We used to get a Happy Meal. Well, now you got to split the Happy Meal. They're so expensive right now with your spouse. So you buy one Happy Meal and split the hamburger in half and half the French fries. So again, do we have enough money? Is enough money to enjoy each other? Enjoy maybe cutting those coupons. Maybe you never cut coupons before. Well, if you're like myself, which is Jewish and Scottish, I'm really cheapish. And I can tell you that, and I'm not making fun of anybody else. I'm making fun of myself. And that's how we were raised, turning the lights off, like you listening out there right now. Maybe you yelled at your kids, turn the lights off, you know, and make sure the door is closed all the way. Turn the heat down. You guys remember those statements?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Trust me.
This is my part dad of retirement is, planning.
My dad speaks the same language as you, my friend, and it's trickled down to me.
All us old people are the same way, old meaning my age, you know, 64 years old. You know, we grew up in that household. You get whacked, or maybe you get in trouble. I know we got whacked, but many people don't want to do that anymore. That's part of financial planning, by the way, Alex. You see, paying attention to the details of how your money is evaporating with not even paying attention. Going out for those lattes at Starbucks twice a week when you could have invested that $6 instead of going twice a week. Well, 6 times 4 is $24. Start your savings plan for the grandkid, or maybe tell your kids, lay off the Starbucks and start putting away $25 a month. Another area of retirement planning, Alex, and I'm very cautious along with your long-term care planning, is saying no. The cuss word no, if the kids need to borrow money, we're looking at you in this listening right now. You're just giving money away to give money away? Are you helping them out just to help them out could make their life easier? Looking at your life, you've struggled and you've fought for what you have, and now they want to go to the well because it's easy to go to the well of money. And so be very cautious or very concerned, and then making sure the money's protected. One of the areas of the protection world is I've seen so many problems, Alex, is people are not having their power of attorney. Scott, what are you talking about, legal documents? That's right. The power of attorney. You see, if your lights went dim, Alex, you go to a nursing home, who's going to be your advocate? That means you have to go to the judge and have the judge appoint you as the power of attorney for healthcare matters or for financial matters. Two different power of attorneys could be in one document. But if you don't have that up to date, by the way, that could be a great goal. If you don't have it right now, plan to get it in the next 2 weeks. Set the appointment. If you want to call our office, we have lawyers here. You don't have to pay them. Complimentary. You can meet with them. No cost, no obligation. Meet with them. 609-488-4646. Give our office a call. They'll schedule a time to either talk on the phone or come in person. Because not having the right legal documents is going to do what? It's going to dig into your nest egg of wealth, because that's going to be needed in case your lights go dim or your spouse's lights go dim or your significant other. So get your legal affairs in order. I can tell you that has been a real challenge, and people love when they come in here, they get a bunch of ideas from me. Because why? Well, because this is all we do. We want to help preserve your money for yourself, whether you're in retirement, whether you're in retirement of disabled or you're healthy. Let's guide you through it. Maybe you're taking care of your mom and dad. Write this down. Listen to me out there. If you're a veteran during wartime periods, you may be entitled to free long-term care. Write that down. By the way, we help tons and tons of veterans getting benefits that are out there. Please write this down. I built a company called Veterans Benefit Advisory Group. We're able to guide the spouses or the veterans in getting these benefits that were served during wartime periods. I didn't say you had to be in war. You could be serving right here in Lakehurst, New Jersey, and never in war, in a war front. And all of a sudden you find out you could get free long-term care, a free nursing home. Alex, I don't know if you're aware of it, but it's a nationwide program. It's powerful. Give us a call, 609-488-4646. Not paying attention to the details can cause your money to go a wreck. 609-488-4646. Give me a call off the air. By the way, that's our website. Just type in .com and you'll come see us, and we'd love to talk to you. Alex?
Yeah, thank you for that, Scott. I've got questions. You've got questions. We've all got questions. Coming up next, Scott answering those questions with our mailbag segment. Stay with us. This is Financial Insanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Sounds like the mailman's here.
It's time to answer questions from the McLean Advisory Group mailbag.
As you could imagine, Scott gets questions each and every week about all things retirement, and we're going to open up some of these questions now. It's our mailbag segment, some common retirement questions. So, Scott, first off, thought this was a good one. We are seriously considering relocating now that we're a few years into retirement. Nothing is off the table, including moving abroad. Ooh la la. What are some things we should think about, Scott, when trying to decide where the heck we should go?
Well, being we just moved from Manahawkin, New Jersey, And my wife and I and daughter and family moved up to a place called Southampton, New Jersey, out to our farm. Many people know we have a farm and many horses out there in Southampton. You know, there's a what do you think about? Number one, the expense of moving. Number two, the pain in the applesauce it is to move. And number three, are you away from the kids or not? So when I talk to people that are thinking about maybe getting a second home, maybe down south, a lot of people are talking to me now, Scott, what do you think we should do? How do we leverage our money? Where do we take the money from, Scott, to move? I've heard so many people ask these questions. If you're out there thinking about it, I'd love to speak to you, because what I found is people are taking the money from the wrong accounts, or they're not leveraging their money. They're not perhaps borrowing money on the new house to buy, waiting for their house to sell. The market's getting a little bit softer now lately. And as we see interest rates go up, it's going to get worse. So if you're going to sell, you might want to think about it right away. But notwithstanding, there's a lot of questions to find out. Do you like the area? Maybe you should move partially. For example, last family was just here, which is just last week, which is why I'm funny. You were asking these questions. People are calling all the time these questions. They moved to, let's say, Florida. And here are these people from North Jersey moved to Florida. They're clients of ours, and they say, Scott, what do you think? I said, well, number one, leave your North Jersey attitude in New Jersey and become a Floridian and relax. Don't ruin yourself. But notwithstanding, do you like the area? Maybe you should rent. Well, Scott, we're throwing money away, I hear all the time. We're just throwing money away if we rent. Okay, but what better would it be, Alex, to throw your money away for a year and find out you don't like it?
Yeah.
Or all of a sudden you find out maybe – the kids, you know, you'll fly back and forth. It sounds good, but let me help those of you. It's a chore flying back and forth when your daughter or son finally pops out the first baby, second baby, third baby. You want to be around the kids, and all of a sudden, you want to be near the grandchildren.
Yep.
Or maybe your spouse wants to be the grandchildren more than you. Well, now you're spending a lot of money you didn't think you were going to spend. So that move could be a best move in the world, or it could be devastating. That's why I say to some people, what's holding you here? Why are you staying? Do you want to stay? Well, maybe you should rent.
Mm-hmm.
But Scott, it costs more to rent. Okay, let's say you sell your house for $300,000. You made a nice profit. Take $20,000 and go ahead and blow it. That's right, rent.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know if you don't like it. Now, if you like it, great. Number two, as the stock market is waffling right now, real estate prices are starting to contract. You can get that information anywhere. Should you wait? If you've got a big purchase, should you wait? So that is a very, Alex, that question you're asking is not a simple question. It's not a generic question for me to say, yes, move. No, everybody's so different. Perhaps you're going through medical conditions right now, and it's hard to change doctors. Well, that would be a concern. So that's, again, another reason maybe you should rent or not rent. Are you going to work down there, making new friends? So this is really, really, could really eat into your wallet very rapidly with the bad mistake. Now, by the way, I'm not saying don't worry about making mistakes. Just add them up. You know, do a really top-down approach, the pros and cons, a side-by-side approach, and think, okay, should I move or shouldn't I move? And then where does the money come from? Do I have enough cash? Should I borrow on my house to buy a new house and then sell my house? Well, that might be an opportunity. I have purchased lots of real estate over my life. I have been really blessed to build a development here in Toms River called Todd Road Estates. I've been really blessed in the area to get involved in real estate, let alone from the my horse farm, the equestrian center we have out in Southampton. But yet in Ocala, we have one. But the real question is, are we burning too much cash? Not burning too much cash. This is a loaded, loaded question. I know I'm all over the map for those listening to me, but let me help you out. If you're thinking about moving, I'm excited for you. I want the best for everybody, but there's a lot of questions to ask before you pull the trigger.
Here's a good one. So this person sent it in for their dad. They says, my dad's a worrier, and now I'm afraid he's going to worry himself to death over everything that he sees on social media.
That's real.
He's constantly getting all of this information, and it seems to be worrying him, scaring him. What advice can this person give to their father when it comes to social media and all this financial news?
Everybody has their view. I have my view. Alex, you have your view. We have different views. That's why I like looking at history. What can history teach us versus trying to guesstimate? History has a good way of repeating itself more often than not. But again, we have to have many different advisors. I think with one advisor in your world, in your life, because the wisdom comes from many advisors in the book I read. And oftentimes we need that. How do you tell your dad? Dad, let's come on. I don't know if you can tell your parents anything. They're going to do what they want to do. They're probably set in their ways. I don't mean to be ugly. I can just tell you if they're set in their ways, or maybe you can say, let's go find a hobby. But then you need to say, Dad, these are two different opinions. Opinions are, everybody has their opinion, but let's see what we can find out. Let's call a couple people and get their feedback. But I can tell you that will cause, I mean, psychologically, we know for a fact that bad news causes your health to decline. It's a positive mental attitude, not being saying, oh, I hope the deficit goes away. No, we got to fix it. But it's keeping your head in the muck starts to smell, I can promise you. So they need to help get another advice, perhaps come in and say, let's talk to somebody else about it. But they need a fresh opinion. It sounds like they're kind of stuck in the muck. And it's really hard to do. Be very patient with your older parents, because pretty much it's going to be hard to change that habit. I'm sorry.
It's very true. No, very true. And we have time for one more question. And this is a good one this time of year. Hearing this a lot, I'm sure. Do you help people with Medicare is the question. I've been getting a lot of mail and phone calls about it, and it's really overwhelming.
Medicare has so many questions, but Obama actually came up with a simple plan. Whether you like him or not, they came up with a simple plan. The question is, when you pick the right products, and this is where you really want to make your decisions on picking the Medicare plan. And then, of course, what plan's the best for you? Everybody's different. And then what is the best prescription plan to go? And so you can go on the website and look that up to find out what kind of medication you're taking. So it seems like an easy answer, but it's not. You could get from Gerber. Remember Gerber baby food? And, of course, the Mutual of Omaha. Well, those are still plans out there. And there's some really good ones out there. People call us all the time. They want to find out what they can change to. Frankly, we're going to be building a department just for that area, because people need those help. And very simple, but it's not simple. Simple is not always easy. I promise you that.
Yep, that is for sure. Well, Scott, take us home here. Final thoughts as we wrap up today's program.
You know, guys, working in this industry now, I think of the past going on 41 years now, you've got questions. And the challenge I find in our industry is maybe you leave the questions on the shelf and you forget about them and you don't ask the questions, or maybe you forget to ask the advisor. We encourage people, when people call us, they come into our office, write your questions down, bring them in. When people meet with them, I always say, hide your checkbook, hide your wallet. You cannot do business with me. Today, let's get to understand each other. Let's see if I can be of help. Perhaps you have an advisor you've had for 10, 15, 20 years. He might or she might be the best advisor in the world just for you. But there's something out there that maybe you should just get a second opinion. I promise you, if you had that pain in your hip for a long time, you might want to get a second opinion. And if you don't want to get that surgery, maybe you get a third opinion. By putting things on the shelf, you're putting or procrastinating, pushing things away. As we started one of the shows before, we spoke about diversifying your portfolio by using alternative investments, by paying attention to your taxes, Alex, you brought up today, and by paying attention to the legal documents. Is my estate of affairs in order? I promise you, after talking to a client today, they got their power of attorney as they head out to a trip tomorrow, and they're going to be going overseas. What better advice to get. Get your ducks in a row. Get all of your stuff out to your advisor. He or she should be answering these questions. Otherwise, you're stuck in the mousetrap. That's right. You're snapped because you didn't ask these questions. Write them down. Give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. I'd love to speak to you off the air, 609-488-4646, to help guide you make the right decisions with your money, because that wrong decision could cost you tons and tons of taxes, loss of money, and worry. The economy is not right now. So don't put this on the shelf, crossing your fingers and toes, thinking it's going to get better. I'm here to help you. 609-488-4646, McLean Advisory. Thanks for sharing your time with us.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.